wings, honey barbecue wings, Frank's hot wings, and creamy garlic parmesan wings. Take your pick for only $5.95. Other new items include a mouth-watering filet mignon wrapped in bacon and topped off with garlic herb butter. Or stop by on the weekends and try one of the new delicious pasta specials. Now more than ever is the perfect time to try Beckett's in Glasgow.
State Bank of Missouri's newest branch is in the palm of your hand. Check account balances, schedule transfers, pay bills, and more with our new mobile app for Android and Apple devices. Enrollment is quick and easy at GoStateBank.com. Plus, you can bank anywhere, anytime with 24/7 account access with your mobile phone or tablet. Visit State Bank of Missouri in Alma, Concordia, and Grain Valley, or go to GoStateBank.com today to learn more. Member FDIC.
Making good things happen at State Bank.
Webster defines home as a social unit formed by a family living together. I'm Sherry Graham from Lutheran Good Shepherd Home, and we view each and every one of our residents as family. We want you to feel like you're still at home. We work hard to provide a neighborly atmosphere where we share, communicate, and enjoy each other as individuals. So we will be happy to adapt to your individual needs. We'd love to welcome you as a member of our family. Come by the Lutheran Good Shepherd Home in Concordia, a not-for-profit facility.
When you need diesel work done and done right, don't just take it to any repair shop. Take it down to Cornine Truck Repair. Heavy duty trucks, they have your fix. Everything from clutch replacements to running boards and even custom work. Cornine Truck Repair can get you running at peak performance with their large inventory of parts. See Cornine Truck Repair north off exit 84 on I-70, just 6 miles east of the Marshall Junction.
From a complete install from both furnace and air conditioning to repair or just simply check your furnace, give H&S Heating and Cooling a call in Marshall. Keep your existing furnace clean and inspected will do two things. It will make you run more efficient, which saves you money on your utility bills and extend the life of your furnace as well. Whether you need a simple checkup, a repair, or a new heating and cooling system, call me Harold, owner of H&S Heating and Cooling in Marshall at 660-815-1563. That's 660-815-1563.
This is David Kane at the Kane Insurance Agency in Carrollton. As an independent agent, we continue to add new companies and coverages to make sure our customers have the best available choices for all their insurance needs, whether that's crop insurance, auto, home, farm, or commercial. We have access to several farm insurance companies and can write an entire farm policy or just the grain truck your current carrier doesn't want. If you haven't reviewed your policy recently, stop by or give us a call. Quotes are free and could save you money. At the Kane Insurance Agency, you get quality coverage at the best rate.
Real Radio KMMO, welcome back to the Round Ball Wrap-Up. Let's go ahead and bring you the scores that we have so far. From the I-70 tournament, girls 7th place, St. Paul knocked off Sweet Springs 42-32. For boys 7th place, it was Sweet Springs over Oric 56-40. In the girls' consolation game, Wellington took down Concordia 58-31. And for boys' consolation, a game that just wrapped up on KMMO, Lone Jack over Crest Ridge 63-46. At the Higginsville Husker Classic, girls' 7th place, Lexington knocked off Windsor 64-46. For boys' 7th place, Windsor beat Brookfield 54-29. Girls' consolation, Cameron over Richmond 50-31, and in the boys' consolation game it was Odessa over Lexington 67-65. At the Pilot Grove Tiger Classic, they played their consolation games tonight. Prairie Home girls over Stover 47-20. Otterville boys win consolation over Bunston 75-52. Girls trophy night at Centralia. For consolation, Centralia beat Salisbury 48-43. North Callaway edges Sturgeon for third place honors 48-47. And the Boonville Lady Pirates take home the title, beating Macon 56-33. Two results in so far from the Monroe City tournament. Girls' consolation goes to Mark Twain. They beat Louisiana 77-44. And boys' consolation, South Shelby defeats Marion County 54-40. Marshall Owls at home tonight against Fulton. They come up a little bit short, 52-47. Slater boys defeat Cairo 67-46, and the Cairo girls make it a split as they knock off the Lady Wildcats 78-40. Also, a sweep tonight for Southwest Livingston over Northwestern Emenden. They win the girls' game 71-30 and take the boys' game 67-63. Well, as I mentioned, the Wellington Lady Tigers make it 2 out of 3 tonight at the I-70 tournament. They defeated Concordia to take home consolation 58-31. And a few minutes ago, I had a chance to talk to Lady Tigers coach Andy Hampton. We're joined on the Round Ball Wrap-Up by Andy Hampton, the girls' coach over at Wellington Napoleon. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Good, very good.
And Wellington has been hosting the annual I-70 Conference Tournament this week. The Lady Tigers opened up last Saturday against Crest Ridge. You were seeded third in the tournament, and you came up a little bit short against the Lady Cougars last Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, we played pretty even for most of the game, actually, for three quarters. And then in the fourth quarter, we just kind of hit a big lull on offense. And we were a little short. We didn't have one of our top six players that played in the game as well. And so, you know, anytime you're playing against Crest Ridge, they're so well coached and well disciplined, you know, it's going to be a tough game. And we've had good, tough battles with them. You know, year in, year out, and I think we were down 3 going into the tied at halftime and down at 3 going into the fourth quarter, and then we lost by 8. So, you know, a fairly close game. We did not play very well, but, you know, they definitely made the plays when they needed to, and we didn't. So that's how it turned out. We lost by 8 on Monday.
Anyone you'd like to mention who played well for you in that game?
Carly Jenkins, our junior, she had 18 points for us. I believe she had over 10 rebounds, too, so a double-double. She shot the ball really well for us that night. We got 7 out of Kelsey Southard and Kira Page that night as well. So, you know, they stepped up. We were without J.C. Mudd, who was starting for us before. She had turned her ankle real bad against Odessa a couple weeks ago and just wasn't quite healed yet, so we held her out on Monday or on Saturday, and you know, those other girls did a good job of stepping up for her.
So you went to the left side of the bracket at the I-70 tournament, and you faced Sweet Springs, the 7th seed, in the consolation semifinals on Monday. That one turned out a little bit better for your squad.
Yeah, it was better because it was a win. It was one of the craziest games I think I've ever been a part of. We were actually going back and forth in the first quarter. We ended up getting up by 8 at the half, and then Sweet Springs outscored us 21-0 in the third quarter. And so we went into the fourth quarter down 13. And then we actually outscored Sweet Springs 19-4 in the fourth quarter and hit a shot at the buzzer to win the game. So we were down, I believe, 6 points with a minute to go, and just kind of made some plays when we needed to. We ended up getting it tied with about 15 seconds left, I think, and we were able to force a turnover for Sweet Springs. And like I said, we slowly moved the ball down the floor there at the very end, and Carly Jenkins hit a shot with caught it with 1 second left and just turned and fired it, and it went in at the buzzer. So it was a crazy game, and you know, I can honestly say I never would have thought we would have overcome that after that third quarter, but you know, the girls did a great job of just focusing and keep playing hard, and you know, they ended up finding out that if we just keep playing, then good things will happen, and they ended up did, luckily in our favor.
And then tonight, you face Concordia for consolation, game we had on KMMO, and you kind of took control of that game early, and you led from wire to wire. I believe Carly Jenkins had another strong performance for you tonight, and you're able to make it 2 out of 3 at the I-70 tournament.
Yeah, you know, I would say tonight by far is our best overall game of the season. We did a great job on offense of just being patient and moving the ball and, you know, taking care of it. And our girls were, you know, ready to do something with the ball when it was their opportunity. And, you know, we've kind of been struggling in that the past few games, just trying to rush things. And tonight we were very patient, very fundamental with everything that we did. took good shots. We moved the ball well on offense, and we hit a lot of shots early that, gave us a good cushion. Carly hit four threes in the first quarter to get things really going for us, and then she finished with 23 on the night and did a nice job. And we got 11 from Caitlin Indick tonight, who did a good job in the paint for us. We were able to find her, and her and Kiara Page worked really well together inside and out tonight in the third and fourth quarter of the game, and just kind of able to, we got a lead out there, and we were able to just extend it and keep it, and that was a huge deal for us because, we really hadn't played with that intensity for four quarters yet this season, and I thought tonight we did a really good job of that. Concordia's got two excellent players, and Maddie Lonker and Sammy Brockman, and we did a good job of just containing them tonight and not giving them any second chances on missed shots. And so, defensively, we were much more active tonight, and it all just kind of came together, and it was nice to see that finally, and to end a long week on a good note.
Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC wants you, and here's why. Dinner parties, family get-togethers, and just because. Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC doesn't shy away in the face of hunger. From delicious ham, pulled pork, roast beef, brisket, and more. With custom butchering for your beef on Tuesdays and your hogs on Wednesdays, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC has hours that will get the veggie lovers' attention. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon. It's Salisbury Meat Market Processing LLC. Call 660-388-5816.
Attention college-bound students. As you head off to school, take your local community bank with you. Regional Missouri Bank's My Mobile Money Access app makes it even more secure and convenient for you and your parents.
My Mobile Money Access allows you to monitor your Regional Missouri Bank debit account wherever you are.
Set alerts and deny transactions. Turn your card on and off, get immediate fraud alerts, and much more.
On the new My Mobile Money Access at any Regional Missouri Bank location. Member FDIC.
Untreated hearing loss has serious emotional and social consequences. Hearing loss is not a harmless condition. Untreated hearing loss can lead to depression, social withdrawal, isolation, and paranoia. In fact, people with untreated hearing loss are twice as likely to have depression, and the worse the hearing, the higher the incidence of depression. I'm Dr. Barbara Burns with AccuQuest Hearing Centers. Common excuses for not being tested are, my hearing isn't bad enough yet, or I get by. Stay in touch with your loved ones and friends. Please call 660-826-0180 to schedule a free, no-obligation hearing test. Improve your quality of life. Come hear what a difference hearing aids can make in your life. Hear what you're missing. AccuQuest Hearing Centers of Marshall, Sedalia, and Boonville. We don't just sell hearing aids. We sell satisfaction.
La Crosse Lumber in Marshall carries Larson Lifestyle doors. Each door has a Duratec finish over a solid core that provides weather resistance. Larson Lifestyle doors also come with a magnetic weather stripping that seals like a fridge to keep it comfy no matter what the weather. With matching handles inside and out, a 10-year warranty protection, and a price tag of only $244, you can't go wrong with Larson Lifestyle doors from La Crosse Lumber. Where military members get a 10% discount. La Crosse Lumber, 152 West Morgan in Marshall. Installation is available.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Call or visit Not Not Agency at the location nearest you. On the web at not-not.com.
.1023. Welcome back to the Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Coaches, welcome your phone calls at 1-800-727-5666. Can't get through on that line. You can try 660-886-7422. A few more scores that have come in. In boys action, Kirksville over Moberly, 49-46. New Franklin took down Madison, 39-29. It was Sacred Heart over Colcamp, 82-50. California beat Tipton, 84-52. Warrensburg stops for Sales, 74-58. We had St. Michael over Clinton, 74-64. And Southern Boone beat Fatima, 70-50. In girls action, Moberly over Kirksville, 52-46. Madison defeats New Franklin 63-41, and Van Horn over Knob Noster 48-32. The Santa Fe Lady Chiefs will be in the championship game of the I-70 tournament tomorrow. They are set to tip off around 5 o'clock, a game you can hear on KMMO FM 102.9. Lady Chiefs, seeded number one in the tournament, will face second-seeded Oric for the girls' title. And earlier tonight, had a chance to talk to Santa Fe girls' coach Jeremy Hobbs. Joining us now on the Round Ball Wrap-Up is Jeremy Hobbs, girls' coach over at Santa Fe. And, Coach, of course, your squad is in the I-70 Conference Tournament this week. It started back last Saturday. Lady Chiefs were seeded number one in the tournament, and you took on the 8-seed St. Paul last Saturday. How'd that one turn out?
It turned out 61-51 on our side, but boy, it was a game. And they're definitely not an 8-seed. You know, we had a really good first half. I think we were up 18 at halftime, and then won by 10. So I tell you, they had a real good second half. We I don't know if we got a little bit content with where we were. I'd like to think not, but St. Paul did a lot of shots in the second half and clawed their way right back into it. But we were able to hold on for the win.
So who played well for the Lady Chiefs in that one?
We had, actually, the first half I thought was maybe our best half of basketball that we've played, you know, in the season. Pretty balanced in scoring. Sadie Lynn back 17, Josie Burton had 16, and Kerrigan Smith, sophomore, had 13. And we had four or five other girls contribute to score, both starters and from the bench, what we really like to see. Kylie Ballinger, girl that comes off the bench for us, she probably played the most minutes that she had, you know, just kind of getting into the game shape, and was a real big contributor on the glass, and getting good rebounds and playing good defense.
So after that opening round win over St. Paul, you faced Lone Jack in the semifinals. That was Wednesday night, and you bring home another victory.
Yeah, that was quite a battle. Lone Jack was a very good team. They returned everybody from last year, and they do a lot of things similar. They're just a team that's improved individually as players and as a team. They've gotten a lot better at what they want to do, and we knew we were in for a battle. You know, the seeds are just kind of all over this time of year, and you don't know what to expect from people, but I thought Lone Jack was a very tough team and really athletic and quick and get out and guard you very well. We started off a little sluggish and made some big shots in the first quarter. I think we went to halftime with a one-point lead, 24-23. We switched up some things defensively, and we had a real nice third quarter. I think 13-2 run over the third quarter kind of pulled away a little bit. Then it was just a battle down the stretch. They had real good full-court pressure late, got us to turn the ball over. We're fighting our way back. We thankfully for that good third quarter, we were able to build a little bit of a cushion and hit some free throws down the line.
Who led you in scoring that night?
That night, Sadie Nimbach led us in scoring with 24. Just really, really strong in the paint, attacked the rim well, I thought. That's something she's done ever since she started playing. You know, she's such a valuable player, but really finished well, I thought, at the rim and through contact even. Josie Burton had 14 behind her. Really attacked the rim as well and knocked down a couple jumpers. And especially late, Josie has been really strong for us late in the game. We got to knock down free throws. And she went 5-for-5 that night to kind of keep Lone Jack at bay a little bit. But well-fought game between two good teams.
And so the Lady Chiefs will play for the championship at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And you're matched up against the number 2 seed, Oric. That's going to be a tough one.
Oh, absolutely. They bring back some key players. Got a couple of all-conference girls, Paige Smith and Carson Worley, who kind of do things sometimes a little bit different. One's real good at driving, getting to the paint. Worley can really shoot, play inside and out. They're going to be very tough. And their team, I watched them the other night, scouting them out when they played Crestridge. That was just a seesaw game. And both teams fighting hard. Oregon was just able to hit a couple shots late and kind of open it up. It's going to be a real good battle for us tomorrow.
At CFM Insurance, we're changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. Trust in tomorrow. Log on to cfmmutual.com and find a local agent near you today. That's cfmmutual.com. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
What sets good seed corn apart from the rest? How about seed corn with genetics specifically selected for the growing needs of Missouri farms? Green Valley brand corn is just that. Weber Seeds offers the Green Valley corn lineup, including VT Double Pro, Smart Stacks, and Drought Guards, all of which include refuge in a bag for ease of planting. Weber Seeds also offers conventional varieties for those growers looking to capture market premiums. When looking for a high-yielding, easy-planting corn for our area, contact Weber Seeds of Marshall.
Elite. It means the best. It means the highest level. Red Cross Pharmacy's Elite Care is just that, the highest level of prescription service. It means your prescriptions are all filled once a month, automatically, without you ever having to call for refills. It means you're notified when your prescriptions are ready. You get all this and more without lifting a finger. You deserve this kind of care. Simplify your life with Elite Care. Visit Red Cross Pharmacy to learn more about this free service.
Red Cross Pharmacy has no affiliation with the American Red Cross.
Tis the season for identity theft, and now is the time to protect you and your family from identity theft with Smart Secure Checking from Wood & Houston Bank. Smart Secure Checking works 24/7. You might sleep in the middle of the night, but thieves don't. Smart Secure never sleeps. It's always on guard. From total identity monitoring service to daily credit monitoring and much more, Smart Secure Checking and Wood & Houston Bank are here for you. See any Wood & Houston location for more information. Personal banking since 1874. Member FDIC.
Whirlpool equals quality and Charlie's Appliance Sales and Service in Marshall is your one-stop Whirlpool headquarters. Whether you need a gas or electric range, Charlie's has just the one for you, with options like rapid preheat and steam clean. Time to replace the microwave? Once again, Charlie's has you covered. They carry microwaves for both the countertop and over the countertop. Charlie's also carries several models of dishwashers. Deliveries available as well as financing with approved credit. Charlie's Sales and Service at 450 West Boyd in Marshall, your Whirlpool headquarters.
Suffering from foot pain? Maybe back pain, knee or hip problems? Do you have a broken bone or a shoulder that doesn't feel right? We have you covered at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We have 29 physicians providing comprehensive care along 11 subspecialty lines. Come see the specialists who can pinpoint your exact problem at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Call us at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, celebrating 50 years serving Mid-Missouri.
And back we are on the round ball wrap-up here at Real Radio KMMO. Time is now 10:32. Well, the Higginsville Huskers have been hosting their own tournament this week, the Husker Classic. And we are joined now by Husker boys coach Jim Stoner. And coach, I believe you were seeded number one in the tournament, and you opened up Tuesday night against Windsor and came away with a 20-point win, 59-39. Sounds like a good opening night of the tournament for your boys.
Yeah, it was a good way to start the tournament. Windsor did a really good job of hanging in. You know, they're pretty young. I know he started a couple freshmen against us, and we were able to open up a 20-point lead at halftime, but to their credit, they battled back there in the third quarter, outscored us 13-8, and it was a 15-point game going into fourth. But we got some solid seniors that were able to come in the fourth quarter and make some good plays early on and get us our lead back.
Yeah, who played well for you that night?
That night we had two guys in double figures. J.J. McCoy, our starting center, had 17. and he continues to get comfortable down low. You know, he's been one of our many football players who's getting back into the swing of things, and he's starting to play pretty well in the post for us. And then Elijah Thurkill, our senior point guard, had 13 for us to lead us that night. Nate Smith, senior center forward type player, chipped in with 9.
And so you advanced to the semifinals of the Husker Classic, and you faced Richmond. I believe that one was last night. And Richmond is always a tough team. You beat them 56-47 to advance to the championship.
Yeah, you know, Richmond's always been kind of a little rival of ours in basketball. They've battled us for conference and you know, numerous times, have a great deal of respect for them. And you know, their kids competed really well. It was a good ball game. I think it was tied 12-12 after the first quarter. It was 24-22 us at half. We had a good third quarter where we outscored them 17-10, so we took a 9-point lead into the fourth quarter. And but once again, you know, good teams battle back, and that's what Richmond did. They battled back and cut it to 3. We were fortunate enough. We had some kids make some good plays late and hit enough free throws down the stretch to come out with a 9-point win.
And looks like you had 2 players in double digits last night against Richmond.
Yes. Tanner Sears, a junior, two guard. He's played point guard some as well. He had 16 for us. He was 4-for-4 from the field, had 7-of-10 from the free throw line, and just did a really good job all around, both offensively and defensively. He was big for us. And then, again, J.J. McCoy, our starting center, chipped in with 13 and made some big plays there in the third quarter, had 2 big baskets and was 4-for-4 from the free throw line in our stretch there when we were able to open up our lead finally.
So you're in the championship game tomorrow, and you'll be taking on the number 2 seed Oak Grove for the title. And the Panthers, they're a good ball club. They'll give you a battle.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got to watch them a couple times this week, and we played them last year in the semifinals, and it was a great game. It was an overtime game. We were fortunate enough to come out on top, and could have gone either way. And you know, I think their 2 best players are back from last year. Can really play, and they've got some nice pieces as well, other than those guys. So. We watched him the other night against Cameron get off to a hot start, and Cameron, to their credit, battled back. But they showed, you know, Oak Grove showed what they could do there early on. They opened up a pretty sizable lead in the first quarter. You know, they're capable of doing things like that. So we will have to be ready. We will have our hands full, and we certainly do look forward to the challenge.
You had good crowds over there this week for the Husker Classic?
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty good considering it's early season, and I always tell the kids, you know, if you really, really want a good crowd, you got to make the championship of the tournament. you know, you just don't get – high school basketball doesn't get great crowds during the week, but, you know, if it's a Friday night or a Saturday night or a Saturday for a championship ball game, then, you know, we seem to always have a packed crowd that night, but – when both the girls and boys played like we did last night, I thought we had a pretty good crowd, better than usual. And we'll have the same thing tomorrow night. Our girls are playing for the championship at 5, and we're playing for the championship at 6:30. So should be a good atmosphere, should be a packed gym.
And then you get back into action next Thursday. You travel to Odessa. They've been in the Husker Classic this week. You haven't faced them, but I'm sure you've had a chance to scout them a little.
Yeah, you bet. They're, Coach Robinson's doing a great job. They're young, and they got some nice young players that are playing hard, and playing well. I think they've really picked it up this week. I know they had a couple of tough first games, but they've really picked it up. I watched them tonight, actually, as well, and they their future is bright. So, you know, that's at Odessa, so we'll have to turn around, and next week will be a test for us.
Is that your only game next week?
Yeah, just one game next week.
Jim Stoner, head coach of the Higginsville Boys, our guest on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Huskers hosting their annual Classic this week. They were seeded number one on the boys' side. They beat Windsor in their opening round game, 59-39. Knocked off Richmond last night in the semifinals, 56-47. And they are set to face Oak Grove tomorrow night at 6:30 for the championship of the Husker Classic. Huskers 3-1 on the season. Coach Stoner, always good to hear from you every Friday night on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Good luck in that championship game tomorrow night against Oak Grove. And we have one more Round Ball Wrap-Up show before the holiday break. That'll be next Friday night. Give us a call and let us know how your squad did in that championship game against Oak Grove, and also that road game next Thursday night against Odessa.
All right, will do. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Coach. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, let's take another break. We got some more scores to pass along and some more coaches' interviews to get to. You're listening to the Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, contact Russell Kirby and Slater, Daryl Eckerly in Pilot Grove, or Terry Townsend in Marshall.
Peak Sport and Spine is Missouri's largest provider of outpatient orthopedic physical therapy services. I'm Jamie Case, staff physical therapist. Peak Sport and Spine is ready to meet your physical therapy needs using the latest manual and soft tissue techniques to help you regain your optimum level of function. We see everyone from the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. We also specialize in worker compensation, helping you get back to your job as quickly and safely as possible. So if your physician prescribes physical therapy, choose Peak Sport and Spine. You can see us locally in Sedalia, Fayette, California, and Marshall, or visit us on the web at peakSportsSpine.com.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Get an M6 tractor with your choice of four models, all with Kubota clean diesel engines, IntelliShift transmissions, and more. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. See your local Kubota dealer today, now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. See Marshall Service Company, 1714 Commerce Drive in Marshall, or call 886-3011.
ConAgra in Marshall is the local producers of kids' cuisine, banquet frozen dinners and tot pies, and healthy choice cafe steamers. ConAgra is a great place to work, and they're committed to making the foods you and your family love. Over 99% of American homes buy foods made by ConAgra. They work hard every day to earn your trust. They also strive to give back to the communities they serve. To find out more about their products and the company, visit conagrafoods.com.
The financial decisions that you make are some of the most important decisions of your life. The Bank of Odessa is the solution to your banking needs. They are a full-service bank offering home, auto, and personal loans, along with business and agricultural loans. Established in 1880, the Bank of Odessa is Lafayette County's largest bank, offering some of the highest rates around on deposits. You can bank with confidence at the Bank of Odessa with two convenient locations at 301 West Highway 40 and 201 South 2nd in Odessa. The Bank of Odessa, equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Electricity is the safest form of energy, but even safe energy should never be taken for granted, especially on farms where power lines run across property. Follow the 10-foot rule and stay at least 10 feet away in every direction from power lines, especially when working with farm equipment and machinery. West Central Electric Cooperative of Higginsville are proud to support our local farmers and the local agriculture community.
Welcome back to the Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. The Slater Lady Wildcats, they had a CAC conference game at home tonight against Cairo, and they came up a little bit short. Final score, 78-40. A few minutes ago, had a chance to visit with Slater girls coach Jackie Clements. Talking now with Jackie Clements, the girls coach over at Slater on the Round Ball Wrap-Up. And, Coach, you had a conference game tonight against Cairo. That was at your place. And how'd you guys do tonight?
Sir, we met up with Cairo tonight, and we didn't fare so well. But we're playing a lot better as the season goes on. We scored 40 to their 78. The girls were we got out there, and that Cairo, they are just a real hard, tough team. They're very competitive, and I have such a young and new team that we just kind of get in there. We don't quite have the skills that we, you know, need to stop them at every point. At the beginning of the year, we played them over in the Glasgow tournament, and they won 85-37. And we, you know, changed up our defense some before we met up with them again this time, and changed up a little bit of our offense, and we were able to stop them a little bit more. But we've got a lot more work ahead of us to get them, you know, stopped real well. We had Emily Grimes tonight in double figures. She had 20 points. And then our score after her was Kirby Richards with 7. But we just couldn't execute through the plays, and we couldn't quite get all of our shots up at the goal and finish well. And that's a lot of practice that we're, or a lot of hard work we're going to have to hit up to practice for that.
Cairo's a tough team. I believe they won the Glasgow tournament last week. You had one other game this week. It was Tuesday night against New Franklin, another conference game. You came up short in that one, 69-47, but another good performance from Emily Grimes with 26 points.
Absolutely. She really brought her scoring game with her that night. We started strong, but we slowed down midway in the first quarter. Our ball movement wasn't quick enough to execute through our plays again, and that's just something that we are really going to have to work hard on. And we couldn't quite make it to the goal, but we played sluggish, you know, through our second and third quarters. And by the end of the third quarter, we kind of came out of our sluggishness, and we finally picked up the pace, and we were hustling a lot more. And by the fourth quarter, we were down by 28 and began, you know, putting forth a little more effort towards our hustling and moving the ball around quicker. We tend to get out there and just not get that ball moved around quick enough, and then that their defense is able to jump in and get the steal and get some points off of us. We had Jenna Hill come in off the bench and really, you know, upped her game this season, and so she was hustling and getting lots of rebounds for us and had quite a few assists. And we just really need to be boxing out under the basket and rebounding, and I think our game is going to improve a lot by just getting those rebounds and not giving up so many turnovers.
Well, looking ahead, the Lady Wildcats have a couple road trips. Next week, you go to Brunswick on Monday night, and then you travel to Sturgeon on Tuesday.
Yes, we're going to get some more practice in this weekend so we can hit those two games up, and then looks like the rest of our week we'll be able to work on what we're going to be so we can prepare for our next, right before Christmas break.
When is it a bad time to find out how friendly and helpful your insurance service is? Right after an accident. I'm Robin with Lime Cooler Insurance Services in Marshall. Our service makes the difference. Our staff will assist you in the unfortunate case you are involved in an accident. Call 886-9775 or stop by our office at 450 West Boyd Street today for your free quote. At Lime Cooler Insurance, service is our priority.
Young athletes often run the risk of strain or injury. It's good to know that Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services is on your team. Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services provides outpatient physical therapy, many highly specialized certified techniques designed to put athletes back at the top of their game. So when your doctor prescribes outpatient physical therapy, remember Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services is close by for adult, pediatric, and athletic physical rehabilitation. Learn more at Fitzgibbon.org.
Lumberyard specialize in lumber. Eye doctors specialize in eye care. Ag dealers specialize in combines. Well, it only makes sense for your small engine needs. Go to a specialist.
Davis Lawn Equipment is a specialist in small engine sales and service. It's all they do. Rob Davis sells anything from mowers to trimmers to chainsaws, blowers, and more. And Davis Lawn Equipment has a full-service shop to handle repairs. Ever try to get service work from a discount store? Good luck. For all your small engine needs, whether it's sales or service, see Rob Davis at Davis Lawn Equipment in Marshall.
Family pictures at Christmas are a constant, but finding a different setting so they all don't look the same can be a challenge. Community Bank of Marshall has the perfect setting for this year's picture. Stop by our main bank on College and Marshall and have your family's picture taken in front of our magic tree. Please stop by and enjoy the sparkle, shine, and sounds of Christmas. The tree looks amazing, and it'll be lit every night through the Christmas season, so come by any night with family and friends. Community Bank of Marshall. Community banking the way it was meant to be. Member FDIC and Merry Christmas.
December is the month to save at Jennings Premium Meats in New Franklin. December 4th through the 9th, save 10% off ground beef. December 11th through the 16th, save 10% off bone-in smoked hams and turkeys. December 18th through the 23rd, save 10% off pop snack sticks. Gift boxes and gift cards also available. Celebrate the holidays with savings all through the month of December at Jennings Premium Meats in New Franklin.
Water damage, smoke damage, mold remediation, or storm damage. Serpro and Columbia, Sedalia and Marshall is ready to restore the beauty of your home or business when the unexpected happens. Since 1967, the certified staff has restored homes and businesses to pre-loss condition throughout mid-Missouri. Big jobs to small jobs will make the process less stressful. Serpro accepts most insurances and is the most trusted and experienced staff in the area. Available 24 hours a day for emergencies. Call 886-5194 for Serpro, and they'll make it like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
And welcome back to the Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Hope you're having a good Friday night. I'm Lou Michaels. And coaches, if you're out there, we'd love to talk to you. 1-800-727-5666, or you can try us at 660-886-7422. The Norburn Lady Pirates, they were in action last night and got a big win over Bramer. A few minutes ago, KMMO's Raymond James had a chance to talk to Norburn girls coach Michael Locke.
Welcome back to Round Ball Wrap-Up right here on Real Radio KMMO. Raymond James alongside with the head coach of the Norburn Pirates, Coach Mike Locke. Coach, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Now, Coach, you understand you had a contest against Bremer. You guys came out on top of that one. Let's talk about that game real quick.
Yeah, we played last night, actually. We didn't have a game tonight. It was only our second game of the season. We rescheduled the game. We were supposed to play Oryx our first game of the year, and we rescheduled it. We played Breckenridge last Thursday, then had another week off until we played last night against Bremer and came out on top 57-38. And, you know, the first game we played, it was kind of a blowout, so we didn't get to see any of our faults. And we got to see a few more of our faults and some of the stuff we need to work on. But anytime you go into Bremer and get a win, it's a good thing. And we were fortunate enough last night to do that and see some of the areas that we need to improve on as we go on.
It looks like you had three of the five players on the floor for you last night to do some good things. Three girls in double figures, that's always a good number you have. You had Olivia Dooley with 18, it says here. Kayla with 12, and I think that's Kennedy Crow. She finished with 12 as well. So having three girls in double figures definitely means you're doing something right on the floor.
Yeah, and all those three girls you just mentioned, the Dooley, Kayla and Olivia. Olivia had 18 and Kayla 12. They're twin sisters. They're freshmen. And then the Crow, Kennedy Crow, she's just a sophomore. So, you know, there was some youth there. And then along with those three girls, I start two seniors. I start Emma Taney, our post, who is a really good player, and kind of struggled a little bit last night, but she played well until then. And then Madison Brown, who is an all-state point guard that I've got back, who had some calf surgery about 8 weeks ago. She's only about 70%, but she played pretty much the full game last night. Can't wait till she gets up to par so we can kind of get rolling a little bit. But you know, like I said, we're mixing some youth along with a little bit of experience, and hopefully the experience on the floor will help the youth keep growing. But I was real proud of them. Like I like I said, of course, every coach can tell you this. There's always things you're going to work on. If not, you wouldn't practice. But it was nice to go in there last night and get a win and move to 2-0 on the year and start conference play next week.
Now let's talk about next week. What do you have coming for you? What's on the menu for your girls? And what are you looking forward to the most out of it?
Well, we play a really good Hale team. Our the girls' side of our conference, the CLAA, is going to be, you're going to hear a lot about it. It's tough. There's a lot of good teams, and Hale's one of them. I think after tonight moved to 6-1, and we've only played two games. They were in a tournament and had a lot of games early. And I think the only game they've lost is at the Northwestern Championship game. They lost to an undefeated Hickman team only by 5 points. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us, but we'll learn a lot more about it. We won the conference last year and graduated really three really good starters for me. But hopefully this young core can step in and take the place and we can continue to roll. But Hale's going to be a tough matchup. And then on Friday of next week, we head to Bunston. So got a couple games next week. We'll learn more about the team over here at Norburn and hopefully get a couple wins. But they're going to be tough ones if we do.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here this evening. Thanks for giving us a call, and give us a call after your games next week. Let us know how they go, and we'll be glad to pass it along as well.
That sounds good. We'll visit with you next Friday, and we appreciate you giving us the time to mention some of the kids on the radio. I'd like to also mention Katie Stevens and Melanie Chaney. They were a couple of young kids that came in last night when we got in some foul trouble and put in some good minutes, maybe not points-wise, but rebounds and steals. So I didn't want to go without mentioning their name. But once again, thanks for letting me, you know, come on and talk to about the Norburn Lady Pirates with you. And we'll visit with you next Friday.
Anytime. You're more than welcome, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That's Coach Mike Locke from Norburn. The Lady Pirates moved to 2-0 on the season with their win over Bramer last night, 57-38. They have a game against Hale at home on Tuesday. Then they head to Bunston coming up on Friday night. You're listening to the Roundball Wrap-Up Show on KMMO.
Alma Building Supply has everything you need to complete those projects you've been putting off. From hardware to building supplies, you're covered. And now's the time to put in insulation. Whether you want batts or blown-in insulation, they have both and can even install it for you. If you have a job you want done right for the lowest price, then look to Alma Building Supply. Put their 20-plus years of experience to work for you. It wouldn't make any sense to go anywhere else. Alma Building Supply, where service never ends and the customer still comes first.
Well, the weather outside is frosty, but the deals are hot, hot, hot inside at C&R Markets. With Choice Certified Angus Beef Top Round Roast, only $2.98 a pound. Smithfield Prime Boneless Pork Loin Roast, $1.78 a pound. Fresh Chester Fried Chicken Tenders, 10 for $10. Select Bowl Salad Mixes, $1.68. And let the C&R Deli help you with your holiday plans, from deli trays to holiday dinners. And check out our meat bundle sale, where you can save 30 to 60 cents a gallon of gas with your C&R rewards. From everyone at C&R Markets, we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Do you need to update your crop insurance? Come see me, Darren Paul, at Paul Insurance, LLC. We currently service farmers in over 20 counties. We specialize in conventional and organic crop insurance and offer coverage for hay and pasture ground, as well as specialty crops. At Paul Insurance, LLC, we have experience in whole farm revenue protection as well. Family owned and operated for over 35 years. Paul Insurance, LLC, located in Cooper County next to the FSA office. Stop in or give us a call at 660-882-2143.
Living well is important to our health. If you have a medical problem, go to Live Well Community Health Centers in Buckner, Carrollton, Concordia, and Waverly. Whether it's diabetes, wellness, mental health, or even dental care, Live Well Community Health Centers are there for you. If you currently have no insurance, ask about their sliding fee scale. The Live Well Community Health Centers are part of HCC of Rural Missouri. For more information, go to livewellcenters.org, or to contact a clinic near you, call 1-877-344-3572.
Hi. Hi, this is Jill Boland with AgPower, your local John Deere dealer. As the holiday season approaches, we'd like to thank you for your business with our Customer Appreciation Week, December 11th through the 16th. Finish all your holiday shopping with 10% off John Deere toys and merchandise, perfect for anyone left on your list, plus 10% off all parts. Stop by December 11th through the 16th and let us thank you for entrusting AgPower with all of your John Deere needs. Visit agpower.com to find the location nearest you.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Water damage, smoke damage, mold remediation, or storm damage. Serpro and Columbia, Sedalia and Marshall is ready to restore the beauty of your home or business when the unexpected happens. Since 1967, the certified staff has restored homes and businesses to pre-loss condition throughout mid-Missouri. Big jobs to small jobs will make the process less stressful. Serpro accepts most insurances and is the most trusted and experienced staff in the area. Available 24 hours a day for emergencies. Call 886-5194 for Serpro, and they'll make it like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
About a minute before 11 o'clock here at KMMO AM and FM Marshall. This is the Round Ball Wrap-Up. I'm Lou Michaels. Appreciate all the coaches that have called in so far. Still about an hour to go on the program. And coaches, if you're out there and you played either tonight or earlier this week, love to talk to you about your games. 886-7422 or toll-free 1-800-727-5666. That Springs knocked off Orrick 56-40. In the girls' consolation game, Wellington defeated Concordia 58-31, and boys' consolation went to Lone Jack. They beat Crest Ridge 63-46. At the Higginsville Husker Classic, girls' 7th place, Lexington over Windsor 64-46. Boys' 7th place, Windsor beat Brookfield 54-29. Girls' consolation, Cameron knocked off Richmond 50-31, and in boys' consolation, sounds like a good game. Odessa by a pair over Lexington, 67-65. From the Pilot Grove Tiger Classic, they played the consolation games tonight. On the girls' side, Prairie Home beat Stover 47-20, and for boys' consolation, it was Otterville over Bunston, 75-52. Girls' trophy night at the Centralia Invitational, consolation. Centralia beat Salisbury 48-43. For third place honors, North Callaway. They edged Sturgeon 48-47. And in the championship game, it was Boonville over Macon 56-33. At the Monroe City Tournament, girls' consolation, Mark Twain knocks off Louisiana 77-44. The boys' consolation.